dream come true. But in this scene, you had no love for me. You kept me under lock and key. And when you came to see me, you seemed haunted by some demons, God knows who. I didn't know what to do, because I rarely get to see you and I miss you, but I knew I had to flee. No prospects. I suppose these are standard issue problems for kidnappees in nightmares and reality, too. It wasn't like some kind of eternal hell. It was familiar. Well, I guess it was pretty much exactly like the house I grew up in. And you were so pretty, even as your scowl created chasms between the you I love and the me who fearfully dreamed up a plot to flee. I had to flee. But you left the cage door open, and in my heart I was hoping you'd done that so that you could then come in and take my hand instead. You shuffled down the stairs, leaving me, I knew right there, that this would be my only opportunity to flee. I had to flee. But did I flee? I don't even know. Cause right then, I woke up with a fright to a room with very little light, and neither the cat nor I knew exactly how to feel. Cause sometimes I can smell you on my skin, despite the fact that it has been over a year since you stopped answering my phone calls. Today I'll think fond thoughts of you. No, it's true. I will. Today I'll think fond thoughts of you, and I hope that it's not a struggle through. I know this road can be such a minefield. So let's just keep our eyes peeled, looking for the staircase, looking for a window, looking for an escape hatch, so that we can all be free. To never feel imprisoned by the thought of one another, to celebrate our differences, to love and live as brothers.